Two balls, one strike. And the 3-1. Swinging a long one to left. His first hit is a home run. Touch a ball. Light it up. How about that? Ryan Cordell's first hit, a bomb to left. I feel the silent treatment coming for him.
720 WGN, this is White Sox Weekly. And Harry, sometimes you have to wait for good things to happen. And that is the case with our guest right now, Ryan Cordell, who finally got his first big league hit yesterday. It was a bomb if you were up last night in the eighth inning. Ryan Cordell to left field as the White Sox desperately needed a run at that point as the game went from 7-2 to 7-6. Ryan, first off, thanks for taking time and joining us. Congratulations. That had to be a huge weight off your shoulder last night, and you helped the ball club at the same time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. No, it definitely was. It was definitely a weight off my shoulders. You could probably tell when I hit it because I got all of it, so I knew it was out, and I kind of took a deep breath as I got out of the box and just kind of tried to enjoy running around the bases. And yeah, it was big there in the eighth inning after having kind of a rough bottom half of the seventh. So it was good to get a little momentum back in our favor.
See, I was kind of fascinated by your reaction. I didn't know what was going on with you because a lot of guys would stand there and watch that, but you put your head right down, and obviously it's your first in the big leagues. You're not going to be the guy that stands there at the plate and admires it. But it was almost like you were being shy and excited at the same time.
Yeah, I've never been a guy who really has too many antics coming out of the box when I hit a home run. When I get one and I know it's gone, that's kind of my what I do. I just put my head down and enjoy it. And so, and like you said, it took a little while to get that first hit. So I figured my first hit, even though it was a home run, probably shouldn't show off too much and stand in the box. So I just put my head down and ran around the box and enjoyed it.
Will you, from this point on, always think of Camden Yards as Cordell Yards?
You know what? I like that. Didn't really think about that, but I'm gonna start using that.
Excellent. Well, that you should. So what have they told you? Are you going to play a lot? Are you going to play all over the outfield? What have they told you?
Haven't told me a whole lot. In the minor leagues, I was playing pretty much all three outfield positions. And so when I got here and got with Debo, our outfield coach, he kind of just told me the same thing. Hey, be ready to play anywhere. So days that I'm not starting, sixth, seventh inning rolls around and I'm getting my legs loose to come in and play defense or base runs. So, I'm sure I'll be used in a lot of different ways, but, I'm just ready to help the team any way I can.
So you had a great spring training and a lot of people thought you were going to make the club out of the spring. That didn't happen. Then you go down to AAA and then you have a broken clavicle and you're out for 2 months. It's quite a roller coaster, right? You're so close, you can taste it. You've been battling to get there. Then you get the huge setback, and you got to deal with 2 months of rehab. How have you maintained the positive attitude through all that, and just sort of had the belief that this is all going to work out in the end?
Yeah, it has. It was definitely an exciting spring training, fun to get with the new club and do well, and feel like I put myself in a good position. Going forward, even though I didn't make the team out of spring training, and then obviously the injury happened, and it was frustrating. But I've dealt with injuries in my career already, so I kind of knew how to deal with it. And I've got faith in God that He's gonna put me where He wants to put me when He wants to put me there. And so I just tried to do my best to stay positive, work my butt off to get back to 100% and be healthy. And when I got back and had about, a month left in the season, I was just really, really focused. And I don't think I've ever been that focused and just not giving at bats away, not giving pitches away, and trying to do everything I can on the field when I get the opportunity. So, I think that definitely helped me. And so you learn a little bit from every injury and every setback.
White Sox outfielder Ryan Cordell also taking ground balls in the infield as well. We'll get that in a second. But you just mentioned the injuries a second there, Ryan. I mean, last year you had the back injury. You get traded from the Brewers to the White Sox, and you didn't pick up a bat until December. Did you at any point think that you weren't going to make it back from that?
That was a frustrating injury just because even when I was with the Brewers, they thought it was going to be a quick recovery. And then once I got traded over, it was kind of the same thing. And just didn't really come back the way that, you know, or as soon as I was expecting to. But I knew that, you know, if I got with the right people and did what I needed to do to try and get healthy, that I would be back eventually. So it took a lot of patience, but, you know, fortunately I feel good now and really glad to be here.
Ryan, athletes have told me that the broken collarbone is about as painful an injury as one could experience. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I would say that's pretty accurate. Haven't experienced anything as painful as when I hit the wall and broke it. And what a lot of people don't know is I also broke my scap at the same time. And so that was I think as far as the recovery goes, the getting back and getting my shoulder back into shape to be able to throw and swing a bat was probably one of the more difficult parts. But yeah, it was definitely painful when I hit that wall and I knew something wasn't right.
All right, so now offensively, one of the things that jumps out at me is you can steal a base. How much do you want to get on board and just start moving around the base paths?
Yeah, no, it's great to have to be able to use your speed any way you can. And so, like I've always said, I try and impact the game in different ways. You know, some nights it's going to be with a home run, and other nights it's going to be with my legs when I get on base. And so anytime I'm on the field, I'm trying to do something to help the team that night. And hopefully I get some opportunities here to get on base and start using my legs and run around a little bit.
Couple more minutes here with Ryan Cordell. He's getting ready to play the Baltimore Orioles tonight, game two of a three-game series.
From where?
From Cordell Yard. That's exactly right. Very good, Harry. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Just for people who don't know your background, Ryan, you're a California kid. You went to Liberty, played for the Flames in college, then you were 11th round draft pick of the Rangers. Well, who did you root for growing up? Were you a Dodgers guy, Angels guy? How'd that go?
Well, I was actually a San Francisco Giants fan. I wouldn't say I was a huge Giants fan, but growing up, my dad would take me to a couple Giants games a year. We'd go to the Oakland A's every once in a while, but hour and a half drive to San Francisco. And so, you know, watching Barry when I was growing up was always cool. So I would say I was a Giants fan.
And were you always amazed at how his head would just keep getting bigger and bigger?
Jeez.
No comment.
Yeah.
Now, the Oakland Raiders played their game Monday night from the same field that the A's play at. It is the last NFL team to share a stadium with the baseball team. I was out there once and sat in the end zone for a Raiders game. It felt a lot like a rock concert. It was really cool. So, I mean, like, that stadium, I've heard that the baseball facilities are not that great. What's it like as a fan?
As a fan, yeah. I actually, after my freshman year of college, I went, I played summer ball out there in Alameda, which is a little island right next to Oakland. And so my host family had season tickets to the A's game, so I would try and get out there to A's games as much as I could. And it's definitely, you know, now being able to play in a different, you know, a couple different ballparks and see him as a fan as well. It's definitely an interesting setup, but those Oakland A's fans, they love their A's and they definitely support them. So it was a cool atmosphere.
Hey, Ryan, what's it like in the Sox clubhouse right now with a lot of guys like you who are, you know, mid-20s trying to establish themselves in the big leagues? You're all competing, you know, for the Sox and trying to win games, but you're all wanting to play, you know, Palka and Engel and yourself and Charlie Tilson on AAA. So it's like it's got to be, you know, a lot of camaraderie, but also there's a competition going on too.
Yeah, there is, but I think that always helps guys improve and get better. When you have other guys around you, you know, working hard to get where you want to be as well. So I think we're all just kind of feeding off each other. You know, me getting here and not having any big league experience, but Engel having a little bit, you know, right away when I got to the clubhouse, he showed me around and kind of has been showing me the ins and outs of things. And so, it's a great atmosphere. It's fun, and I'm glad to be here with these guys.
I thought it was super cool in the dugout last night where they're putting the chain on you, and it's like they were all celebrating your moment.
Yeah, that was. That was actually one of the coolest things when I saw the highlight, and it was from the side angle, and as soon as I hit it, the whole dugout, you know, jumped up, and they were all jumping up and down and cheering. I think that's one of the coolest things as a baseball player, you know, being a team sport and doing something to get your teammates fired up is always really awesome.
Do you get the sense that something big is about to happen with the White Sox?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of focus every day to continue to get better. And, you know, obviously, you know, record-wise, I don't think the season has gone the way, you know, people might want. But there's definitely a lot of improvement going on and a lot of focus. And so I'm sure, you know, in the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of good things going on. And I'm happy to be a part of it.
Your record's not great unless you compare it to the Orioles.
What was that?
The Sox record isn't great unless you compare it to Baltimore.
It's an unfair shot to the Orioles.
That is true.
Hey, Ryan, great to talk to you today. And just what you just said as far as everybody being happy for you, they wouldn't do that if you weren't a good dude. So you must be doing something right around there. So congrats on that. Continued success. And we look forward to seeing you out there a bunch the rest of the way.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
It was our pleasure. Ryan Cordell, White Sox outfielder, taking some ground balls in the infield too, Harry.
Yeah, catch him tonight. Sox and the Orioles coming up from Cordell Yards.
720 WGN.